Hi, this is SBL and welcome to my Happy For Now bloopers. This is a very long podfic that I have somehow managed to make in a few weeks. Is that right? Jesus. And I clearly had a lot of troubles, but I had mainly technical troubles. It's weird. But that doesn't mean that I didn't stumble. I obviously did. If you watched me doing this, you'd be pretty frustrated, I guess. Probably. I actually don't know. But I stumbled so much. There are a few takes that I decided to get into the bloopers section because I thought they were interesting, funny, out of the box, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if it's interesting enough to put in the podfic itself, so I'm leaving it as an extra in the AO3 section. So, as an extra chapter. What am I saying even? Yeah, you see, I cannot be trusted with a mic. I hope you actually get a bit of a laugh. Full disclaimer though, this section has a very asynchronous bloopers. I just did something and bumped my mic. So you're gonna hear a few parts that are not in order. So maybe I will have something from the first chapter, first of all, and then suddenly we jump to chapter 5, and then we come back to chapter 3, and then we go to chapter 2. Anyway, it's a whole mess because I'm an idiot, I guess. I don't know. I was doing this in different tracks, and I was just putting this as it went on the blooper track. This was a whole track all on itself. So as I was going through everything, in the end, it just went with the minute where I was making this mistake originally in the podfic. But it doesn't mean anything in the end. So yeah, it's not gonna be in order. But it's a few things that I think could be funny enough, I guess. They were funny enough for me to put in a different track. So anyway, I'm sorry if it's not the same humor. I'm sorry if it's, like, weird. Now I'm stopping now, because otherwise I could ramble forever. I would probably ramble more about the process of making this podfic, because it was so fun. But in the meantime, here are some bloopers. Enjoy!
You are a little...
I know it's supposed to sound like kind of weird, but yeah, hang on. We would certainly like to avoid similarly hard-wrenching chats. I was gonna read cats, I'm an idiot. Hard-wrenching cats? You want to avoid hard-wrenching cats? What is wrong with you, Wei-Ying? She huffs, covering her face with her spoon hand and tangles her fingers. Yeah. She doesn't know where her hands are.
Das ist schön.
She asks this with the confidence of someone who expects. Lan Chen adds a few more. Books! Oh my god. Wing must I can do this. Stretch! Yes. That's smart. I usually just go find the best Oh my god. Resourceful. Lan Chen stacks her cutlery. She doesn't go back to sleep, exactly. But she allows her mind to drift from thought to thought, like a leaf on gentle current. What? Hang on. Drift from thought to thought. Her mind to drift from thought to thought. Drift from thought to thought. I wonder if I can do that. Drift from thought to thought, because I don't like this one. It's better than the last one. Not that anyone's going to listen to it, but yeah. Each one representing one of Wing's self-published... Published. Yes. There are two that she hasn't gotten to look at up close yet. She thinks about making Wing breakfast in a real kitchen. Thinks about fucking stomachs that won't stop growling. What the hell? She thinks about making Wing breakfast in a real kitchen. Thinks about freshly made waffles or jianbing eaten on a balcony. Or in Wing's patio next to Changzi Sanren's overgrown... I didn't know! Oh, and here I am. Again. Maybe if she can get through it without making everything fucking worse, she and Lan Chen will at least leave her still friends. Leave here. Leave here! Lan Chen uses an alias because fuck. No, wait. Not because fuck. Hang on. Let me do this right. She's wrong. Wing's writing is a delight, even when it involves anatomically improbable insertions into more orifices than Lan Chen. Hang on. I can do this. Orifices? Yes. Wait. It's a nice tattoo, Lan Chen says. She brushes her thumb over the nail. Hang on. No, hang on. No, she says. Ah, fuck. Smart. Maybe I'll tag along for lunch if you're not already sick of me by then. No. Also, it gives her a chance to ramble about all the freaky bizarre ways sex works in the... I can do this. Hang on. Jasmine says, appearing at her elbow and helpfully blocking Wing off from the larger milling crowd of others. One half of her hair. I worked hard on it. And it showed. Comes. Sorry, that startled me. I can't do this better. I don't know. I'm sorry, I can't do it. Wing melts into it and allows herself to be herded by two people she likes and trusts. Because left to her own devices, she knows she'll end up chatting with a dozen people from the audience. Lan Chen nods and pushes her She's not very different if she was over here, or I. Presumably, by the time Wing is done eating, she'll also be over the absolute buck-wild surge of emotions she's having about Lan Chen. Oh my god, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm good to handle this. Lan Chen nods and pushes her thigh
up a little more insistently. Yeah. Do you think they all need to involve babies?
Wait, hang on. I do not understand anything. Let me do it.
Babysitting for the billionaire is good, though.
Oh, yes, yeah, stomach. Go wild.
Your bisexual awakened move. She asks, taking off her cardigan and draping it over.
Wayne could probably write the cozy murder mystery starring a retired nun and a pop star with a mysterious past who fall in love in the ruins of an Edwardian mansion. Oh, fuck. This is long. Hang on.
Lan Chen asks, her tofu fried rice on a bed of arugula. Lightly steaming.
Oh my god, steaming, not streaming. Have you ever seen arugula streaming? Arugula? No. Hang on.
She takes a swig from her red ombre.
Wow. What?
Cuckucks.
Oh, smooth. What a smooth transition. Hang on.
Lan Chen sits out the next caucus because she wants to go to the Riders of Color Yeah, I can do that.
It's such an honor to meet you, Wei Wuxian. You're my favorite writer. I couldn't believe it when Ayuan told me she was friends with you. I've read everything you've ever written. More than once, a friend suggested Sword and Peony, and it was the first time I ever got to read a queer romance where both women looked like me and I'd read it. Oh my god, this is love. Yes, I do need a... I'll do it. It's such an honor to meet you, Wei Wuxian. You're my favorite writer. I couldn't believe it when Ayuan told me she was friends with you. I've read everything you've ever written. More than once, a friend suggested Sword and Peony, and it was the first time I ever got to read a queer romance where both women looked like me, and I'd never read anything with a demisexual protagonist before, and it helped me realize I was demisexual, and I just wanted to say thank you, and do you have any writing advice? This all comes out in one breath, and without any breaks where Wei Ying can mentally insert punctuation. It's legitimately impressive.
And I'm gonna pause because I cannot believe I did this. Oh.
Third time's the charm. There's a round of goodbye hugs. A little more wild weepiness.
Wild? This weepiness is wild.
Mild. I meant mild.
Let's go. She says, shifting around so she's not about to fall the fuck over, on her knees next to Wayne's hip, one hand on the mattress for balance, the other coming up to cup behind the... Yeah, I can read, I swear.
The whole thing is fitted and sleek, like something you'd see at the Olympics, except for the cleavage... I'm also choking. Hang on.
She says. She bites her forearm to keep herself quiet. Imagines a steady weight against her back.
I'm sorry. Oh my god. It's so...
We need to make it awkward. Hang on. It's, I'm gonna try again.
Lan Chen says solemnly, doing the pre-sleep...
I'm almost done, I swear.
Lan Chen releases her hair.
I'm ruining porn forever with this. I'm sorry.
Lan Chen releases her hair and climbs off the bed. Wayne slumps over onto her side and watches through her lashes and...
I'm literally ruining porn. I am so sorry. I don't even know why I'm laughing. It's just so weird. I don't even... I'm sorry. It's like 4 in the morning. Oh my god, it's 4 in the morning. I'm sorry.
Wayne does not mind being prey. And she allows her mouth to do.
No! No! I'm sorry!
I texted so much. I am lost. Fuck me.
That's all, folks.